Let me go ahead and introduce our next topic. It's on procurement and construction. We have two attorneys from the Norton Rose Fulbright firm. Luke Edney's a partner. He's in the energy and infrastructure projects space in Austin, and he works on project development, mergers and acquisitions, and joint ventures. Fun fact for Luke Edney, before moving to the U.S., he lived and worked in Tokyo and in Queensland, Australia. We also have Jeremy Tripp from Norton Rose Fulbright. He's in the Houston office, and his practice focuses on project development, mergers and acquisitions, and joint ventures. Please welcome Jeremy and Luke.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I think it's that time of day everyone needs to get up and do a quick little stretch and calisthenics exercise here to power through the second half of the day. We'll start off here. I want to cover off a series of topics today on construction, procurement, and projects. Perhaps during COVID became more and more of an issue for developers to try and focus on as supply chains got complicated. And then also as we just started to evolve structures to try and find new ways to get projects executed in a cost and schedule aggressive market. So
I think we're going to talk mostly about contracting strategy, and with that in mind, starting running through some project considerations, what to look at prior to even getting into the contract, getting into your RFP, and then talk about how to choose the right contracting strategy after taking that into consideration, moving on to how to optimize your RFP process to get as many bidders, competitive bidders as possible, and then finally a run through of some key contractual provisions, including tariffs, I think, at the end. So first off, talking about the considerations. So I think what we've seen in the market recently, there's a lot of, especially in the battery, in the solar space, there's a lot of new entrants to that market. And there's an attempt to optimize it and maybe adapt a one-size-fits-all approach. And the issue with that in combination is that a lot of folks are jumping from emergency to emergency. And we realize that, maybe that's just the case and that's just the market. But at the end of the day, the more work you can do up front, the more you can de-risk your project and you can de-risk your procurement and construction. And so these are some things that we think about and that we talk about with clients when we're kicking off a new project, if we have time and if we have, the information on hand. And so I think the first is the type of project. Thinking about, is it a solar? Is it a BESS? What are we looking at here? Do we know what the project is? I mean, we have some folks are looking at, it looks like it's going to be a PV plus storage, or, we may add on storage later. Anything we can have up front, right, going into your RFP is going to maintain flexibility and to get a price and a schedule that you actually know works. Where is the project in its life cycle? Are the permits a year out? Are you switching to a new supplier because yours fell through because tariffs went up or because they were put on the UFLPA list. So thinking about where is the project in its life cycle, what the timeline is, and is it being developed as a built to own, built to sell prior to development, sell after development, where is that? Because that's going to impact how you structure your contracts and structure your procurement.
The next couple come together, which is really just considering the use case, what we're trying to buy for, and that a lot comes down to also, whether it's going to be a merchant project, whether it's going to have an offtake, considering who can supply the product that you need for the use that you're going to be trying to work on is an important part to capture first. We often see where people will select a vendor and the offtake doesn't necessarily line up with what the vendor can provide, or you're now getting into a place where the vendor needs to try and make specific products, or we're no longer off the shelf with particular vendors, which can impact things. That also factors separately from equipment into the contractor. So looking at the type of project, it also is helpful to consider who you're looking at to use for the construction of the project. Someone that's worked in the same region, the same kind of project, the same vendors or equipment, can often be a lot better on price and schedule than someone who's looking at this for the first time. And then also, same applies for interconnection utility requirements. Particularly when things are getting considered, later in life, either for M&A deal or for a financing, when you're dealing with